The Social Security Administration is bracing for a significant budget cut. The House's spending package would reduce the agency's funding by as much as 9%. SSA says the proposal is equivalent to up to 4 weeks of furlough at the agency. They're saying the smaller budget will force furloughs and possible job losses. Social Security officials say fewer personnel will create backlogs in claims, benefits applications, and disability hearings and reviews. Patrick O'Carroll is the Inspector General at SSA. He tells lawmakers at a recent hearing that hundreds of thousands of people will not get the money or service they deserve.
When you take a look at the growth that SSA has had, the expectations now of the public, because backlogs have dropped, services increased, there's going to be budget impact on cutting back on the amount of service. Obviously, it's going to have an effect. One of my concerns is that stewardship not drop on it, and that SSA still do its due diligence to make sure that the right people are getting the right benefits, because oftentimes the stewardship suffers whenever service is your alternate choice.
Social Security is in discussions with employee unions about furlough preparations. The American Federation of Government Employees plans to picket at SSA facilities on March 2nd to protest the House budget cuts for fiscal 2011. The House budget would also cut nearly $120 million in funding from their new National Computer Center, and the stimulus bill had provided $500 million for SSA and the GSA to complete that project. The House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Oversight recently held a hearing to check on the progress of that program. The agencies will replace the current facility, the NCC, with a new one, the National Support Center. O'Carroll says replacing the NCC is the agency's most critical IT investment over the next 5 years.
Several factors make building a new data center imperative: increasing agency workloads, expanding communication and data services, and structural and electrical capacity issues at the current NCC. The NCC is more than 30 years old and might soon be unable to support SSA's operations. And as time passes, the risk of a lengthy outage at the aging data center increases.
Now, despite the need for a new center, progress has been slow. Several of the committee members were frustrated with the project's progress so far. David Foley is the Deputy Commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA. He says there are unique requirements to building any federal facility, and those are multiplied when it comes to one as complicated as Social Security's data center. Here's Foley.
The timeline on this project is longer just simply because of the type of facility. The building mechanical systems are much more complicated. The phasing and sequencing is much more complicated. And so it does take a longer period of time. There are also requirements that the federal government has for additional security, redundancy on the systems that are more complicated, require more due diligence than perhaps a typical private sector facility.
Now, Social Security and GSA recently announced the selection of a site in Urbana, Maryland, and issued the first phase of their design-build-construction solicitation. But GSA's Foley says delays around site selection set the project back almost a year. It's still on budget, and he doesn't foresee any additional delays. Foley says the facility should be finished by September of 2014. Kelly Croft is the Deputy Commissioner for Systems at SSA. He says he expects the agency to complete the IT migration to the new center by July 2016. In the meantime, O'Carroll says the agency must ensure it can keep up with current claims. The timeline for Social Security to rely on the current center for another 5 years.
SSA has three main challenges to plan for over the next 5 years: delivering the agency's new National Support Center, or NSC, on time, maintaining the current NCC with repairs and improvements, and further developing reliable backup options if an extended NCC outage occurs.
O'Carroll says right now Social Security can recover critical operations in a little less than 5 days, but over the next year he hopes to cut that down to 1 day. Croft says it's typical for Social Security to process more than 150 million computer transactions per day. He says if the computer systems are down, they're pretty much out of business.
We can still talk to people in person and on the telephone, and we do have contingency arrangements to ensure established payments go out, but we cannot do things like compute and pay new claims, change direct deposit accounts, issue Social Security cards, or even answer specific questions about beneficiary records. Pretty much all we do relies on high availability computer systems. Even an hour of computer outage is a very big deal. At the massive scale we operate on, an extended outage of multiple days would have national implications.
Though the hearing was held before the House passed its budget proposal, Croft says any delay in funding would bring the process to a halt. and risk the outage would the risk of an outage would continue to grow. And Meg Beasley put together those clips in that report, and we're just waiting to see. 2016 seems like a long way off to get online.
It really does. And another piece of information that comes to me out of this is that the agencies had announced the selection of a site in Urbana, Maryland. For this. I didn't realize that they had actually gotten that far in the process.
Well, there's some dispute over that. Members of Congress say, why are you moving so far away from where the facility now is, which is right close to the, or I think it's on the campus of the main Social Security Baltimore, campus, their headquarters. So I guess Urbana is a few miles away, and why?
Yeah.
Although Congress was very much involved in that whole selection process, that's why it took so long.
I just wonder where things are going to go from here. I mean, they had a huge influx of money from the stimulus, and then the budget got cut because they're proposing the budget be cut now. It's extremely confusing. We have to keep an eye on it, find out, because there are other issues that are going on with Social Security, too, not the least of which being that the workers there are still working on the last contract. They haven't renewed their contract yet.
No, indeed. Well, my theory is, and we got to move on here, but they should have contracted one of the big IT providers to build a dedicated center. They would have had it up and running in 18 months and use it as a cloud.
Oh, if Tom were only in charge.